This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. There's an old saying about warfare. To the victor go the spoils. For centuries, conquerors have not only staked their claim on the vanquished land, but considered its treasures their own. Valuable artifacts from ancient civilizations have also been taken from their country of origin to big city museums, where they have been seen by millions of visitors. Now those source countries are pushing back, taking the museums to court and threatening to force the return of these priceless objects. Award-winning journalist Sharon Waxman has written a new book which asks who should own the treasures. It's called Loot, and Sharon Waxman is in the studios of NPR West. Welcome to the program, Sharon.
Hello, Leanne.
Stolen cars and car parts often end up in what are called chop shops. Is there a chop shop for looted antiquities?
Yeah, and in the sophistication of the looted antiquities market, there are even people who are expert at breaking things and putting them back together for reasons that are more complicated than worth going into, but basically increase their value. And there also is this very long chain from the guy who digs it up to the smuggler who passes it on to a dealer, to another dealer, to a guy who has a shop on Madison Avenue, for example, or in somewhere in Switzerland, and then who sells it either to a private collector or a museum.
There's something that happens to these artifacts if they're looted or pillaged or removed. You give an example. The heads of pharaohs were cut from a tomb in the Valley of the Kings, and it was likened to the Mona Lisa's face being cut out with a kitchen knife.
Well, that's how shocking it is when you look at it. I mean, I was in the tomb. I was given access to a lot of tombs that are close to the public. The tomb of Amenophis III is one that has never been open to the public. The painting is on the wall of the tomb are absolutely stunning. The colors are as bright as if they were painted yesterday. And you can see that three heads of Amenophis III and three different murals have been just cut out. And those heads are all on display in the Louvre today. I use them as a very graphic example of understanding why source countries feel outraged in some sense at having been despoiled. And on top of that, they feel there is an arrogant attitude on the part of some Western museums when they ask for something back. I mean, it's quite clear when you're in that tomb that the heads, you know, if they're in the Louvre, ought to be brought back.
What happens if the country's modern identity is significantly different from its ancient identity, but it is demanding the return of its artifacts?
Mm-hmm.
Can't a case be made that those objects are safer in a Western museum?
Yes, they can. And that is one of the strong points that museums make. So one of the stories I tell in the book is the story of the Lydian hoard, which is this cache of 360 or so gold and silver pieces. And the Met bought these pieces that had been looted and smuggled out of the country, and they secretly kept it in their storerooms for 20 years or so. And they sort of put it out there. And the Turkish journalist who you'll meet in the book kind of chased it down for years and years. He like wouldn't let it go. And he found when the Met sort of put it out there on display, he broke the story, and Turkey then sued the Met. And the Met gave the pieces back. And so that's kind of a tragedy all the way around, because, of course, you have the Met that was embarrassed publicly for having done this, and you have now Turkey that is embarrassed for not having taken care of it well, and you have the masterpiece itself, which is gone. And my feeling is there has to be a better way to go about figuring out who ought to own or have title over these objects that benefits everyone.
Why is the issue so intense and burning now?
I think there's a number of factors. There was a lot of notoriety around the return of stolen artifacts from Jewish families who were Holocaust victims in World War II. And to my mind, there's a political element to this too, kind of the post-9/11 world, is a desire for source countries to stand up in some way to the West or to assert their cultural identity through these objects. In general, it's sort of the post-colonial ripples that we're feeling.
Sharon Waxman is author of the new book, Loot, The Battle Over the Stolen Treasures of the Ancient World. She joined us from NPR West. Thank you very much, Sharon.
Thanks, Leanne.